Now let's do the exercise at page 176. Multiple choice questions. Choose the correct answers to the following questions. Comprehension. Number one. In assuming that calendars came into being with the advent of agriculture, historians made the mistake. 那么在主观的假定日历是随着农业的产生而产生的时候，那历史学家们犯了一个什么样的错误呢？ According to the text, we choose boy. 那么根据文章的内容，我们应该选择 boy. Disregarding the markings that early man had been responsible for. 那么是忽略了早期人类所刻画出来的痕迹。Number two, the scientific evidence that has recently come to light is that 最近才被人们弄明白的这些科学依据。We choose dog. The markings made by various nomadic groups all have a definite pattern. You know, the markings made by various nomadic groups have a definite relation. Okay? Number three. The paintings which have been found on the walls of nomadic dwelling places. We choose A.Have taught historians something about the nomadic way of life. Key structure, number four. It, as if they could say, and here's in action. 那么表示看起来似乎将来将要能够倾听我们的话语，观看我们的行动。So, we choose dog. It will be as if. 那么这个用将来时态才和原文相符合。Number five. Even.Some insignificant remains can shed interesting. 同学们发现这个主干的结构缺少的是主语部分。Some insignificant remains, 这是一个小小的简单句。但是我们必须填出 what, 由 what 引导这个简单句构成一个主语从句。So what some insignificant remains? 那些似乎看起来微不足道的遗物。那 number six.Historians are now able to read this difficult code. Markings made in. 在把这些刻画的符号相互联系之后，历史学家们才终于弄明白了这些令人费解的密码。那么 code refer to markings, okay? 那么根据这个表达含义，我们应该选择是 boy. Having correlated.现在分词做时间状语。Now, let me put it in another way. Historians are now able to read this difficult code after they have correlated markings. Okay? Number seven. By a definite relation between the paintings and the... 那么同学发现我们这里有了动词原形 be. 是 it could be, 还是 there can be, 还是 there may be, 等等呢。强调二者之间有联系，所以首先我们把 A 选项也就排除掉了。有可能有联系，语气是非常不肯定的，所以答案应该落在 C. There may be. 那么这样才可以替换原文的 It is possible. OK, vocabulary number 8. Historians have long tried to dot lines.Your historians have long been puzzled by those lines. 大家知道历史学家们一直长期来被这些扁的线所迷惑所困惑。而在这个题干当中我们用到了 try to, 言外之意历史学家们长期来一直竭尽全力去弄清楚这些点线的含义。那么弄清楚从谜团当中走出来，从困惑当中走出来。So, puzzle out.We choose boy, 应该选择 boy. Puzzle out means to find the answer by thinking hard. Number 9. By correlating markings made in various possible world. 在原文当中我们用到了形容词 various. 那么 various 同义词 different. 所以选 A. Number 10. Historians have been able to read...那么历史学家们已经能够读懂这些令人费解的标记了。既然表达这个概念， 所以我们应该首先确定令人费解的 puzzling。 So we choose A. These puzzling signs. 符号 signs 代替了 markings, 而不能用 signal. Signal 信号。Now number 11. Until recently, historians assumed that a calendar with the advent of agriculture. We choose C. 开始存在 came to exist. 那么为什么不能选择 A 呢？Come to 要和动词原形搭配。For example, come to record, come to exist. 而 A 选项 existence 是一名词，所以我们应该采用的句子结构应该是 come into existence. Got it? Number 12. The people who lived by hunting and fishing during last ice age, 当然那时候靠打鱼狩猎为生的人们是从一个地方移到另一个地方，游牧部落。 OK, so we choose A. Wandered from place to place. That's the reason why they were called nomads. Got it? 那也就是他们被称为游牧民的原因了。 If you can learn the text very well, there is no problem for you to do the exercise. OK.So much for lesson 38. Lesson 39. Nothing to worry about. You know, this is a wonderful text. So you'd better recite the text. At least learn some wonderful key structures by heart. Please open your books at page 178. Read after me the words aloud. Rough. Boulder.Pit, perturb, underestimate, swirl, scoop, hammer, ominously, ominously, whip, petrol, stretch, obstacle, obstacle, clump, fissure, renew, pleading, gear, astride, crack.Now read after me once more. Rough. Boulder. Perturb. Underestimate. Swerve. Scoop. Hammer. Ominously. Rip. Petrol. Stretch. Obstacle. Clump. Fissure. Renew.Pleading, gear, astride, crack. Now next page, zigzag, zigzag, shallow, shallow, grand, grand, ground, ground, halt, halt, dashboard, dashboard. Now let's study the words. First,Rough. This is adjective. It means not smooth. For example, we'd better not take the rough road. Secondly, rough means not tender, not gentle, not polite. In tennis, 粗暴的、无理的、不温柔的。We often use it in the key structure, be rough on somebody. 对某人的非常苛刻，对某人非常无理。Don't be rough on your friends. And cut up rough, cut up rough, 发脾气 means lose one's temper.